And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Many Faces of Puppetry is a workshop that is taking place at Cité des Arts in July. It is a workshop for adults and will teach you how to manipulate puppets and make puppets and learn to create plays. It's for educators, parents, storytellers, librarians, even therapists who use puppetry in their therapy. That will be taught by Alice Wallace, and it will run for 2 weeks, July 8th through 11th and the 15th through the 18th. For registration or information, you can contact Cité des Arts at 291-1122. That is the Many Faces of Puppetry at Cité. The Nature Station Junior Young Naturalist Club will take place on the third Saturday of each month, August through November. It's for kids aged 7 through 9. If you'd like to register your child, you can contact the Acadiana Park Nature Station in Lafayette at 291-8448. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company begins its theater workshops for kids. For Wild Things will take place July 8th through the 10th for children ages 5 through 8, and Acting for the Camera, the same dates for children ages 8 through 18. For more information, their website is childrenstheater.cc, or you can call Carrie Onksley at 433-7323 in Lake Charles. The Lafayette Science Museum has a number of exhibits and activities for children this summer. The main exhibit is Leaving Earth, the Story of Space Travel. The website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. For more information. Also at Cité, Making Dances, a series of workshops on dance at Cité des Arts, and lots of other activities going on. You can stop by their website, citédesarts.org, for more information. The Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has an exhibit in the main gallery called The New Art of the Loom, Contemporary International Tapestries. That's up through August 3rd. The Folk Art Collection from their permanent collection is up through August 24th. That's all at the Hilliard. And the series Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's, continues this evening at the Petroleum Club. This part has to do with both caregiving and legal and financial planning for Alzheimer's disease. It starts at 5:30 with a meet and greet, and the presentation is from 6 until 8. The speakers are Jennifer Campisi, who is an LPN and a home care consultant, who will talk about caregiving, and Michael Schultz, an attorney, who will talk about legal and financial planning for Alzheimer's disease. 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the Petroleum Club in Lafayette. The refreshments and meet and greet begins at 5:30. Also kicking off tonight in Arneville at Nunu's, it's a new film series called Cinéma Français, and it will take place the last Wednesday of each month before the last full weekend of the month. And this month's film is showing tonight at 7 o'clock. It's The Intouchables. It's a 2011 film that became one of the biggest box office movies in the history of cinema in France. It's directed by Olivier Nakachi and Eric Toledano and was nominated for 8 César Awards. It's in French with some subtitles, and there will be a talk back and discussion afterwards. That's Cinéma Français at Nunu's each last Wednesday of the month. For more information, you can contact Nunu's or show up tonight. 7 o'clock at Nunu's Arts and Culture Collective. The Riveters Theater Troupe will hold auditions for Hair, the American Tribal Love Rock musical. Auditions are tomorrow, that's Thursday the 27th, from 4 to 7 p.m., and on Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. They will be on Johnston Street at the Artmosphere Bistro. Callbacks are on the 29th. You need to come prepared with 18 bars of a musical theater song or a song from the late 60s to sing without accompaniment, and they need a photograph of yourself as well. They need 23 multicolored, multigendered individuals. For more information, you can go to the Riveters website or Facebook page. The Eunice Players Theater continues its run of Always Patsy Cline, the 28th and 29th in Eunice, and the Lauren Riley Elliott Company continues Death Trap, directed by Cooper Helm, this weekend at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. And this Sunday, the Acadian Wind Symphony will perform music from the Silver Screen at Angèle Hall. That starts at 4 o'clock. And the Acadiana Repertory Theatre presents The Oath, opening tomorrow at Theatre 810. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, KRVS broadcasts Louisiana Public Square. This month, the topic is the growth of Louisiana's jobs in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. That program will explore the status of Louisiana's workforce and the education system as it relates to these STEM careers. That's 7 o'clock tonight on KRVS. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.